the air. We are now up and running.
And we're live.
Live, local, late breaking. Dedicated, determined, dependable. The Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. And let's send it over to Dinner Dennis Dillon.
Carve up that bird, boys. Where's the cranberry sauce? Somebody let me lay into it. No, really, I'm going to lay on top of it just to see what happens. It is week 12 in the NFL, and it is time for the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast with Brad Taylor from ESPN Radio, live in Lexington, Kentucky, and Beer Man,
hey,
Kevin
buddies.
Bishop from the Classic Rock 92.1. I'm your host. Am I? Dead Air Dennis. Hey, everybody. Hey, buddies.
You want to take the host role in this show? That's saying quite a bit. You want to say that you're in charge of this disaster on wheels? Yeah.
I don't want any part of this, to be honest.
I don't either. I'm just doing it for, well, I'm certainly not doing it for the money, that's for sure.
Week 11.
Unless you talk about picks. Which
week 11 in the podcast, Dead Air Dennis finished with 9 wins, 4 losses, and 1 push.
Whew.
Brad Taylor finished with 9 wins, 4 losses, and 1 push.
Cash money.
And Beer Man.
Let's move on to week 12.
6-7-1. Carry on.
That's okay. It's okay. We all have hills and valleys. Can you stand the rain?
I'm trying to get to a hill. What is the Kate Bush song? Climb that hill?
Running up that hill. Running up that road.
Dennis Dillon saw the, Kate Bush on Saturday Night Live in 1979. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. Look at you.
Well, you only told me that story a dozen times. That's why I remember.
I was mesmerized.
The first sign of dementia.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Excuse me? That sounds like a story for the taste buds right across the hall.
Suck it, Stivers.
She was wearing a leotard and stretched across Paul Schaefer's piano and singing some love song called The Man with the Child in His Eyes, and I couldn't take my eyes off of her.
Thank you, Thigh Master.
What in God's name is he talking about?
God,
Robin Sparkles from How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one that had Paul Schaefer.
Let's go to the mall. Let's go to game one.
Very good. Very good. Anything else we learned from last week's games? We're doing this on a Tuesday evening.
Well, Minnesota was due for a loss. Nobody saw that one coming, but Minnesota was due. How long do we think these teams are going to continue winning streaks, right? The New York Giants, same song and dance, right? The Giants, they were due for a loss. No matter how good a team is, they're going to lose eventually. You look at a team with 4 or 5 straight wins, chalk it up, baby.
We had 5 games that we all picked the same team. We won 3, lost 1, and pushed 1.
Moneymaker? That's a moneymaker, 75%, 3-1.
Absolutely.
Making you money here on this show. That's what we're trying to do. So let's make you some money on Thanksgiving Day. The day kicks off in Detroit. The Buffalo Bills, who have been in Detroit for almost a week now by the time they play this game, Josh Allen, Jared Goff, the Detroit Lions. Buffalo, a 9.5-point favorite. Total, a very high 54.5. We will start with Dead Air Dennis Dillon.
Detroit running the ball well. They've won 3 in a row. And it'll be 2 weeks in Detroit in a row for Buffalo. Buffalo's got to be a little upside down, though, right now. Between digging out of snow and flying to Detroit and getting a half a week's practice and then staying on the road for a second week in a row. Buffalo has a tough time stopping the run. Detroit runs well. That keeps Josh Allen on the sideline. Matt Milano on the linebacker for Buffalo is great. I mean, watching that guy play is just truly, it's a beautiful thing. They've got Jordan Poyner back, the strong safety. You know, they're improved on defense, but they still have some trouble. And I can't give up this many points to a team in flux like Buffalo. Buffalo can't cover the spread 2 weeks in a row, can they?
Good question.
Buffalo, I'm taking Detroit in the points.
Detroit in the 9.5. Beerman.
That is probably the smart play. However, the fact that Buffalo actually got to play in this stadium last week, I'm assuming stayed in Detroit.
Yes, absolutely.
So Josh Allen being able to throw in a dome bodes incredibly well. Jared Goff definitely plays better at home. The over actually sounds in the general area. I do think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I think Buffalo jumps out early and then just kind of maintains about a 2-score lead, which is what this is. So for that reason, I'm going to go with Buffalo in this one.
When I heard the news that Buffalo was going to be traveling to Detroit for this game, I knew, okay, they're playing Thanksgiving Day, two games, 5 days, same stadium. Both times they're the road team in theory. Whatever they did against Cleveland, I was going to go opposite Thanksgiving Day. So they covered the first game against Cleveland. I'm going against them this game against Detroit. Give me the Lions. Three-game winning streak for the Lions.
Did you see how many Buffalo fans were at that game?
Of course.
It was 80%.
Right, because the Cleveland Browns are not going to travel because they're not a winning team. So, obviously, anybody there, the Detroit people, why are you going to go to an NFL game with two teams not in your city?
But was it people actually from Buffalo getting out of 77 inches of snow?
Maybe it was. But all I know, they won't have that same advantage this week.
No.
With the Detroit Lions, the home team. I'm taking the Lions. Getting the points, they have a three-game winning streak. I hate their coaching staff because they do not do anything strategically or numerically. But 9.5 is just too many points.
I'm going out on a limb here. I will take Buffalo on the money line and feel great about it.
I'm sure you will. Speaking of money line parlays, Dennis Dillon, tell us about your money line parlays last week and how great they were.
I had a great week with parlays. I probably put down about 7 or 8 of them, and I think I lost 2.
I hate giving you credit, and I hate doing parlays, but money line favorites, the way you're doing it, absolutely great last week. I have to give you credit for that.
Thank you, sir.
So maybe we should have a segment at the end of these shows, Dennis Dillon's money line parlay.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
How's that for creativity?
I like it.
Creativity on the fly. That's what we are about.
But now this needs to be said as well. Several of the parlays were teasers.
Right.
So, you know, I'm buying points where I know that they're going to aid me in a matchup that favors, you know, a team. So that's what you got to look for. And listen, it's not perfect. That's a rarity, okay? Me going 6
gambling is not perfect? What? No.
First time hearing of it.
Moving on to the next game.
Next game. I'm sorry. 4:30. Thanksgiving Day. New York Giants. Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott. Danny Jones, Danny Dimes, the Giants. Cowboys also 9.5-point favorite. Total 45.5, Beer Man.
Interdivision might as well be double digits. You know, we've gone over this week after week after week. You know, last week, San Francisco, you know, covered, obviously. That being said, I would still take Arizona, you know, with the same spread. So I'm going to go with the Giants. You know, Danny Dimes playing a little bit better on the road than he does at home, which is a rarity. But, yeah, I'll take the Giants. Plus, Dallas thinks they're better than the world right now after that whipping of Minnesota.
Well, they call themselves America's team.
There you go.
Of course, they think they're better than everybody else, Dylan.
Detroit showed us how to expose the Giants last week. Sad to see our Kentucky boy, Wandale Robinson, injured and out for the rest of the season. Forget about Dallas blowing out Minnesota. I think a little bit of those 9 points are baked into that explosive output that they put up against Minnesota over the weekend. The Giants have struggled against the run at times, but I think this line is just an overreaction. I'm taking Giants and the points.
It's against my religion to lay more than a touchdown in the NFL. The Giants are a fraud, but I can't go against them with 9.5 here. And as great as Dallas looked last week, everybody saw that. Yes, and the Giants losing to the Lions at home, it's the old, you know, one team looked great, the other team looked terrible. Give me the team that looked terrible. Give me the Giants getting the 9.5. Good spot for an under here, a good divisional under. So that's one of my best bets of the week. I can promise you that going in.
Yeah, big division game, too. And I was going to mention that Dallas has won 10 out of the last 11 meetings between these two teams. So I think Dallas is a good pick to win this one. But listen, buy yourself some points and take the Giants.
Well, the Giants have been horrible for quite a while. Brian Daboll's
I don't think you can say they're horrible.
Brian Daboll's the right. No, I'm for the last however many meetings.
Years.
The Giants have been horrible. Yeah. Brian Daboll is the right coach in New York.
You talk about point differential. We talk about the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about them in just a second. The Giants are 7-3, but they have scored one more point than their opponents this year. So
that's correct.
It's kind of a looking at point differential there. Cowboys are +84.
And Dallas' point differential, I think, is 84 points. So quite a bit of a spread.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah.
Oh, did you say 84? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were just
You should listen sometime.
Yeah, really good. Sorry. We have a good show here and everything, Dylan. That's okay.
Can I be part of it?
Yeah, we wish you wouldn't, but that's you're going to sit here for some reason. Anyway, let's go to the night game. Minnesota Vikings. Mac Jones and the Patriots. Kirk Cousins looking like $1 million last week. Well, maybe $100. -3 are the Vikings at home. 42.5 line. Dylan.
Kind of a tough one. Kirk Cousins in primetime. Scary, right? But how much do you love Thanksgiving football? I mean, let's just start with that moment, all right? Three great games through the day, and you got to watch all three of them. And then you get more on Sunday. Anyway.
I don't know if these are great games. I don't know if Bills Lions.
Every football game is great. Listen, wait until it's hitting in. One of these junk teams takes one of these good teams into overtime. Then you're going to say, damn, this is good football. Minnesota was in a letdown spot last week against Dallas, but I'm going to stay with what I said last week. Minnesota does not quit unless they're down 40 points against Dallas.
That's a good time to quit if you're going to.
Yeah, if you're going to quit, that's a good time to do it. New England coming off of a fortunate win. Mac Jones just doesn't look good. The defense is respectable. The secondary matches up pretty well. It should be I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. But here again, I just have to side with Minnesota.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. When a good team gets embarrassed, they typically focus and come out and do better than they should. Minnesota's in that situation. The only two knocks against that are the fact that it's a short week and the fact that it's against Bill Belichick. How is New England above 500? I have no idea. I don't feel like they've been a good team all year long. Minnesota, they're probably not as good as their record is, but I do think they're better than New England. They're playing in Minnesota, correct?
Yes.
So I'm going to take the Vikings and lay the three.
I'm going to Riverside you guys. I'm going to take the Patriots. You're going to give me the three. I'll take the Patriots here. Patriots have won three in a row. Season ended today. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
As amazing as it sounds, Belichick, this would be his second year in a row in the playoffs.
I think the entire AFC East and the entire NFC East would be in the playoffs.
Yes, I think you're right about that one. Without doing the math here, I'll take the Patriots here. I think the Vikings have been a fraud all year.
I will say the point differential on this one. I looked this one up earlier too. Really favors New England.
Yes,
the defense has only given up 169 points this year, whereas Minnesota's defense has given up 231 points. So. You know, there is that statement to be made, and again, this will be one of those games where I buy some extra points for New England and play it that way.
Mm.
Sorry, Brad.
Let's go to Sunday. Since we're starting with the beer, man, let's just get it out of the way. Chicago Bears on a roll, kind of, sort of. I guess the New York Jets.
How are we on a roll?
They're not calling you butter because you're on a roll. I guess the New York Jets. Bears have lost four in a row. Jets coming off a loss last week. Bears right now, we don't know who the quarterback is. We don't know who the quarterback is for the Jets either. We think it's going to be Mike White, the old Western Kentucky quarterback who lit up the Bengals last year. Bears could be anybody. Right now, Jets 4.5-point favorite. Total 39.5. That's mighty low, beer man.
I will take the under. Thank you very much. Do I have to actually pick this game? This is one of those things. Justin Field, it was kind of weird. They said he had a dislocated shoulder. And then a story comes out today, no, it wasn't a dislocated shoulder. Well, how do you botch that diagnosis? You know, is Justin Fields going to play or is it going to be Trevor Siemian? If Justin Fields is playing, yeah, I like Chicago. If he's not playing, I don't know how I feel about Siemian. I don't know enough about him. It's hard to pick this game. I do love the under, no matter who the quarterbacks are. Jets have a great defense. I think that's somewhat indisputable. Strictly on fandom, I'm going to take the Bears in this one. But the truth is, I don't expect them to win.
I think the Jets are going to keep Chicago guessing all week long as to who the quarterback might be. Who's the backup for Chicago?
Trevor Siemian.
Again, listen to the show.
I don't need to listen to you guys, okay? I know what I'm doing, all right?
He's too busy studying.
It's cute that you guys want me to, pay attention to what you're saying.
It's obvious he doesn't take our information to heed.
How dare we interrupt his show?
We're gonna find out if Robert Saleh is going to be a coach or not this week. Because if I was the coach of that team, I would sit Zach Wilson's ass down and I'd leave it there for a good while.
But what does that do?
What does it do?
Do you feel like Zach Wilson is going to be there past this year?
I don't know, but I mean, and I wouldn't care. I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, that's not. I mean, you gotta stand up for your boys. You gotta stand up for the men on that team. And Zach Wilson is not a man.
No. Zach Wilson has definitely said it's everybody else's fault.
And you've got two other quarterbacks that are equally capable of running that offense on the team, and do it. Just do it. Send the message. Don't lay down to some punk, you know, that's not even performed. Listen, I think you got to take the Jets in this case. I want to take Chicago, but 4.5 points? Come on.
How many did they score last week?
Who?
The Jets.
3.
Okay.
That doesn't mean a thing.
So a 3-0 game.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, the Raiders scored 0 points.
There you go.
Well, the Jets, they asked their quarterback after the game last week, after that 3-point effort, mm-hmm. Oh, do you think it's the offense's fault? Nope. He said nope. That'll get you on the bench in the NFL. You don't throw your people under the bus.
Don't.
I think Mike White from Western Kentucky, I think he is going to start against Trevor Siemian, whose record, here's something you don't get everywhere, record as a starting quarterback against the spread, 15-14, Trevor Siemian. So he started games. Give me the Bears plus 4.5. I'm taking the Bears with you, Beer Man.
Thanks, buddies.
And
this game's almost impossible to predict. We just don't have enough information yet.
No, but I'm sticking with the Bears, matter what.
I am too.
No matter what. And you know what? I like the under here too.
I love the under. I will love the under in this game.
Going to be some weather, it looks like. So, yeah, we'll take that. Let's go to the next game. An eye-opening line, to say the least. Dennis Dillon, your Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
On the road at Tennessee. Tennessee, 8-2. They've covered 8 games in a row. But they're a home underdog to the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow and the Bengals, 1.5 favorites, total 42.5. How are the Bengals favored here, Dennis?
What's the line now?
1.5. It was 2 earlier today.
Yeah.
So, but it's dropped to 1.5. Public, though, a lot of tickets on Tennessee, but a lot of money on the Bengals. That shows a lot of sharp action.
It really says something. I just don't know what it – I mean, I do know what it's saying. It's saying the Bengals are going to win by 3, but it's shocking. It's obviously a get-back spot for Tennessee after last year's division matchup, after the AFC matchup last year in the postseason. Cincinnati's won 4 of the last 5 matchups. I will say this, DJ Reader being back in the middle of that D-line is huge. He is a huge man. That front 7 for the defense is amazing. Their secondary looked so much better this past weekend with Cam Britt. What's his name? Anyway, the rookie. They had to put the rookie in to cover for Chidobe Awuzie. So, and he looked spectacular. I was really impressed by how well he looked. So, you know, I'm going to take Cincinnati here, but I don't like it, man. This is, by the way, the 7th road game this season for the Bengals.
Their schedule... It seems like they're on the road every week.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. Supposedly, Ja'Marr Chase coming back to practice this week, probably won't play this weekend. Cincinnati's starting to catch a little bit of stride, in my opinion, right here. Pittsburgh, divisional rivalry, whatever you want to call it. Tennessee's got a great coach. I think that's getting to the point where it's somewhat undisputed. I've gone back and forth on this game and back and forth on this game, but you do question the line, and anytime the line is in question, people in Vegas know more than I do. I'm gonna.
You're kidding me.
Have you seen my record? I'm gonna take Cincinnati. It's just one of those where it's like you look at it on paper, Tennessee should win, then you see the line, and it's like, wait a minute. So I'm going with Cincinnati in this game.
How many times you guys ever seen a team cover 8 games in a row? Doesn't happen very much.
Yeah, no.
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely.
Would you bet on that happening 9 times in a row if you were at 8?
If I'm playing roulette, it's still a 50-50 chance.
It is, but there's a reason why it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
The desert's trying to tell us something here. I'll take we were talking about it today on the bottom line with Brad Taylor. Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor, when they're road under when they're road favorites in this spot. 8-3 career. That's saying something. Make it 9-3. I'm taking the Bengals here. Desert's telling us Bengals are the better team, and I think I'm going to go with them too. Bengals here, reverse line move. We love this one. Next game, Baltimore Ravens. Jacksonville Jaguars. Lamar Jackson and Trevor Lawrence. Baltimore on the road, 4-point favorite down in Jacksonville. Total 43.5, and this one goes to the Beer Man.
This is one of those. Jacksonville's still one of the higher scoring teams. I think they've had an incredibly tough schedule. It seems like every time you turn around, they're having to play Kansas City, and then they're having to play Buffalo, and it's, you know, the record is so-so, but I do think that this is a team that's growing. Baltimore is still so banged up. I don't know who they need to fire in that organization, but it seems like every year all of their key players are hurt at this time of the season. Except for Lamar, who's still unbelievable. I'm going to take Jacksonville and take the 4 points on this one.
Yeah, I like Jacksonville, too. The last five matchups between these two teams, they both play each other well. They've either been close or it's been a blowout. It's either been a 30-point victory or the game has just been tight. And Jacksonville has won one or two of those last five games. Baltimore had trouble putting away Carolina. Jacksonville coming in off the bye. I think it's going to be a defensive game. I think it's going to be low scoring. I think Jacksonville has speedy linebackers that can kind of keep up with Lamar and keep him contained. So I'm taking Jacksonville in the four.
I'm going to Riverside you. I'm going to take the Ravens here. I'm going to lay the four here. And I just think you've got the better team, better spot, better quarterback. And for my money, this is not a game that I want to bet out in the desert this week. But if you make me take one of these teams, I'm going to take the Ravens and I'm going to lay the 4 points here. Let's go to the next game. Denver Broncos, Russell Wilson. Maybe one of the worst free agent quarterback signings in a long time, maybe since Brock Osweiler. Let's go down to Carolina. Sam Darnold looks like he's going to start at quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. Broncos, 2.5-point road favorites, total 36.5. What's that about, Dennis?
Wow. Well, you know, will Jerry Jeudy be back is a big question. I mean, if Sam Darnold's quarterbacking, I mean, listen, none of us know enough about this game to make a call right now, but I'll take Carolina and the points. I think Carolina's defense is better than Denver's. It's close, obviously. And the under, that's what the under's all about, obviously. I'll side with the home team, Carolina at home. Their offense has the occasional spark. Terrence Marshall, the second-year player, is getting more targets. DJ Moore is not, but Carolina's a good running team. I like Carolina and the points at this early stage of no information.
I think Denver's defense is actually ranked in the top three, I think. Nonetheless, they do have a good defense. I think their coach is fired at the end of the season. I think he's one year and done. They've had to bring in somebody to keep the time for him. He's now turned over play calling to somebody else. The fact that he turned over play calling, and it's not Dom Capers, but
no,
I can't.
That's a defensive guy.
I'm trying to think who. Somebody that's been in the NFL for a while who's probably going to gel with Russell Wilson a little bit better. I hate this game. I think it's going to be the worst game of the weekend, but I'm going to take Denver just because I think. I've already blanked on their coach's name. Sorry, he's not going to be a coach.
Nathaniel Hackett.
I don't think he's going to be a coach that much longer.
How bad does it look that Russell Wilson is in Denver and doing lousy, and Pete Carroll has Geno Smith up in Seattle, and they're looking to make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Coach of the Year candidate that nobody's talking about, Pete Carroll. This is the Panthers' day. I'm taking Sam Darnold. Mm. I am going to take the Panthers. At home.
Why is Carolina changing their quarterback again? Did Baker get hurt that I missed?
I just think they're tired of everything. I just think they're just playing musical quarterbacks at this point.
I think you're right. I think they're trying to see what they got in their arsenal, see which horse in the stable is going to run for them, and whether or not they need to draft a quarterback next year.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think that – I mean, jobs are always on the line when you have a bad season, down to – the guards and corners and everybody else. So nobody likes to lose on purpose. But if you're Carolina, you're already picking toward the front of the draft. Are you not hoping at this stage that you're getting one of the best quarterbacks?
Well, you would hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, let's not forget that, you know, Darnold was high, you know, he was drafted high, and we still haven't seen, I mean, what have we seen from Sam Darnold? Obviously, in the few games he's played, not much, but remember, he had a terrible O-line in New York. He didn't have anything up there. And in Carolina, he's been injured, so he's not really had much of a chance to, still, we're, it's kind of an unknown.
The Jets drafted him number 2 overall, Sam Darnold. They also drafted Zach Wilson number 2 overall. Both of them look to be busts. One of them, they've already gotten rid of. That's on the Jets right there. That's not being able to judge and all kinds of stuff. I'll take Sam Darnold, though, give me the points this week, because I just don't trust the Broncos as a road favorite. That's basically all there is to it in that one. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next game. Atlanta Falcons, Marcus Mariota. Washington Commodes, Commanders, Taylor Heineke. 4-point favorite at home. 42 points is the total, Beer Man.
Washington's defense has been real. I think that's where this winning streak for them has kind of started. Ron Rivera is pretty good at defense, and I think he's got this team going the right direction. The
Taylor Heineke?
No, linebacker that's coming back, or the
Chase Young.
Thank you.
Popovich?
Yeah, might as well be.
Stivers?
Chase Young is coming back, I believe, in this game, isn't he?
He was supposed to come back last week, but they didn't. So,
yeah. You talk about teams that were a fraud. Atlanta was one of those teams early in the season where we're sitting there going, how are they winning? They're not putting out points. They're just barely eking by. Well, I think Washington is at least 4 points better than Atlanta, especially with that defense, because I don't expect Atlanta to score a whole lot. So I'm going to take the commodes in this game.
Minus 4 points, too much. That's baked into that big win that they had last week. Washington started off 1-4, but they've been 5-1 since then, beating Chicago, Houston, Indianapolis, Green Bay twice, and notably Philadelphia in Monday Night Football a couple weeks
ago. Who beat Green Bay twice?
Washington.
They wouldn't play them twice this season.
Am I wrong about that? Did I look at the wrong stat?
You must have.
Maybe. Yeah, getting Chase Young back, though, is big. And like I said last week, you know, Ron Rivera's teams, they get better as the season goes on, but it's time for a letdown. Here comes the letdown game. Atlanta wins with the running game. They're going to move things around a little bit this week. I think Cordarrelle Patterson gets thrown out into a little bit of coverage, and maybe Marcus Mariota throws a couple of accurate passes. And there's no Kyle Pitts either, and I think people are overreacting to that. At least I don't think Kyle Pitts. He's out, right?
He's out.
Yes. MCL sprain, I believe.
Yeah. So I'm taking Atlanta and the points. I just feel it.
Riverside, dead air, Dennis Dillon.
Suck it.
I am taking Washington.
Suck it, Taylor. Sorry.
How dare you compare me to Stivers. Atlanta's a fraud. They started the season. First six games, they covered them all. Their current record is now 7-4 against the spread. So they've lost 4 of their last 5 against the number. But this is about your position and kind of how secure you are if you're Taylor Heineke. Now you've been announced as the starting quarterback. No more Carson Wentz to worry about if he comes back from injury. Apparently, he's going to be the backup now. Taylor Heineke, you're the guy. You're playing hard. You're playing well. You're winning games, unlike Carson Wentz. Give me Washington.
And the locker room seems to love him.
Locker room seems to like him. Good spot for an under here, too, by the way. I don't think the Falcons are going to put up many points here. You might see some weather in Washington in this one. So, yeah, I'm laying the points with Washington here. Next game, Tampa Bay and Cleveland. Tom Brady and Jacoby Brissett. Bucks, only a 3.5-point favorite, total 43, Dennis.
Wonder what the weather's going to be like in Cleveland this weekend. Any thought on that?
Probably not good.
Yeah, right. Cold weather game. Tough on the goat. Hard on the goat. Tampa Bay's 1-4 the last 5, dating back the last 20 years. I would tease Cleveland up in this one. Tampa Bay 5-5 off the bye, and 5-5 this year and coming off the bye. But, you know, their O-line has not been there the entire season. I think Cleveland covers, and I think Cleveland might even win this game.
Tampa Bay coming off a bye. I disagree. I think Tom Brady's been pretty good in the cold the majority of his career. Tampa Bay.
He's never been 75 years old, though.
But he knows how to play
in it. That's a good point, Dylan.
Thank you.
He knows how to play in it. Line's only 3.5. You know, they're coming off a bye. Extra rest, which is desperately what they needed. I'll take Tampa Bay because they're going to have to start to move away from the rest of that division here.
In the last 20 years.
Here we go.
Road favorites off of a bye week are 73-46-2 against the spread. That's 61%, including 2-1 this year. Give me the Bucks. Lay the 3.5. I'll take Tampa. Lay the points at Cleveland. Another good spot to take an under, too. Maybe a little weather action, total 43. Another spot for I don't think Tampa's going to put up 35 in this one. And we know that Cleveland can't put up 35. So there you go. Next game, Houston Texans. Davis Mills is still the starting quarterback. They're at Miami. Tua Tagovailoa. Total 46.5. The line is 13.
Good God.
Beer man. I emphasize 13.
So I've heard this week that Lovie Smith apparently is not getting along with Houston's upper management. So now Lovie Smith is on the hot seat in season one. I feel like Houston is somewhat overperformed, even though their record is what it is. 13 in this league. That's ridiculous. Where's the game at?
Miami. Miami's at home, 13-point favorite, 46.5 total.
I know which direction you're going to go.
You can bet on it.
And you know what? Screw it. I'm taking Miami.
Well, screw you, beer man, since you already know where I'm going.
You know what? You know what my record is. You know what your record is.
We went from
Stivers. In the last 20 years. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We went from Stivers sucking to you guys screwing.
Screw you, beer man. Okay.
Tua at quarterback this season for Miami, undefeated. No. Please, everybody, stop saying that. Cincinnati beat them. I don't care if he only played half a game. He started the damn game. He didn't finish it because he's a puss. So just can we just end that conversation now? He got beat once. Still okay.
Did Stivers start that rumor?
I blame Stivers.
I blame him for everything.
Well, Davis Mills is not a starting quarterback. We've learned that. Houston can't score. We've learned that. Miami is now 7-3 in first place, coming off the bye, great at home. Tua, undefeatable. You know, Houston covers. I think that they just show up for this game. I cannot give up 13 points.
And, boy.
And Houston's got a decent secondary, and they might be able to slow down Waddle and the freak.
I like the way you think on this one, Dylan.
Bubble scream to Tyreek. Well, you know, secondary's only going to have the second chance.
How many bubble screens are you going to run?
That's what Kansas City beat you on.
Well, I watched that game Monday night, and I was getting 10 points in Arizona Cardinals. Boy, I thought I had it. And that was the first double-digit dog to lose in 6 weeks. But you know what? When you get bucked off the horse, you get right back on. Give me the double-digit dog, beer man. I don't care what you say. I'm taking these double-digit dogs all the way home. Give me Houston at 13.
I need to catch up somewhere in this little competition that we have. I'm probably not putting real money on this game unless I'm teasing Miami down.
Double-digit dogs. You can count on that little text Sunday morning.
All right.
And you can bet on that one right now. Next game. Let's go to the 4 o'clock. Las Vegas Raiders, Derek Carr. Seattle Seahawks, Geno Smith. Who had money on this before the season that Geno Smith would be a better quarterback than Derek Carr?
And Russell Wilson.
Geno and Pete Carroll, the Seahawks, 3.5-point favorites, 47.5 total, Dennis.
Big clubhouse victory and win last week. And we called it, didn't we? I think we all three agreed on that one. Las Vegas was going to pull out the win in that game. Not just cover the spread, but pull out the win. They've shown some life. This will be a close game. Seattle 6-4 in first place, coming off the bye. They surprised Denver in with a week one upset. The Raiders really haven't been right all season, and they are 3-7. I mean, essentially their season's over, but everybody's playing for jobs right now, and they're also playing for pride. And I think these players they want to rally around their coach a little bit. I'm tempted to take the Raiders to win straight up. And I believe in Seattle, and I think Geno Smith is having a fantastic year, and Kenneth Walker and all of that. I'm in Pete Carroll. I'm in on all of that, but I feel like the Raiders cover this week.
Seattle coming off a bye, which means Pete Carroll's had 2 weeks to prepare for the Raiders. I like the Raiders, but what has Josh McDaniels showed anybody as a head coach? He was a failure – in Denver his first go-round. You thought, okay, he's going back to Belichick. He's going to learn more how to be a head coach. I don't feel like he's learned anything more. I think he's just as bad as he was then. Pete Carroll, on the other hand, you thought maybe his time was done, and good Lord, he's been unbelievable this year. I think the streak continues. Kenneth Walker running the ball. They're going to run all over Vegas. I'll take the Seahawks.
I understand Seattle is the obvious favorite here.
Yeah.
Just so we all understand that.
You're playing the line. I get it.
That's good. We play numbers, not people.
Yeah.
We play data, not teams. Absolutely. That's the way you have to do this, Dead Air Dennis. I like the way you think, except I like the Seahawks this week. I think they're going to win this game by at least a touchdown here based on the fact that, well, like you said, the Raiders are a disaster right now. This is a good time that normally I would take a team like that. There's a lot of jobs on the line. I think McDaniels is a job that's definitely on the line.
I don't think he's on the hot seat, but I think there's warmth there.
Oh, it's very warm. It's one of the hottest seats in the NFL right now, if you ask me. He and Hackett. I think
Hackett's gone. I think Cliff Kingsbury's got a shot at being gone. I think Dan Campbell's still got a shot at being gone.
Oh, I don't know after that three-game winning.
Let's see how they finish the season.
Next game.
You know,
Next game.
Typically, you got, what, 8 head coaches fired each year? You've already had 2 gone. You got 6 more to figure out.
Next game. L.A. Chargers. Arizona Cardinals. Justin Herbert will start for the Chargers. Not sure who's going to start for the Cardinals yet. We saw Colt McCoy. By the way, his record against the spread, Colt McCoy, 12-23 lifetime. You would not have known that. I wish I had known that going into Monday night. I did not. Chargers right now, 4.5-point favorite in Arizona. Beerman.
You talk about people on the hot seat. Cliff Kingsbury is right there.
Yep.
Somebody had made the comment that Kyler Murray hasn't been right ever since the new Call of Duty came out. Arizona kind of showed who they were against a good defense. I think the Chargers' defense is not as good as San Francisco's, but it's still really, really good. I do think the offense for the Chargers is better than San Francisco, so I'm going to take the Chargers and lay the 4.5.
It's been an uneven season for the Chargers, but that's, you know, essentially, you know, boils down to just the injuries. God, they fought Kansas City twice this season, extremely hard. This will be their third game out of the last 4 on the road, but they're up against another familiar division foe. And the Chargers are just desperate for a win. Arizona 1-5 at home this season. Chargers are 3-2 away. A lot of similar play between these two. And I just think the Chargers somehow pull it out.
I'm going to Riverside you here. I think this is a Cardinals spot. And no, regardless of who the quarterback is here, I think we're seeing a little inflated line with an unpopular underdog here with the Cardinals. And one more thing, and our good friends at DraftKings, Nathaniel Hackett, the favorite to be next coach fired, 3-1. Kingsbury, second. Stefanski of the Browns, third.
No.
McDaniels and then Lovie Smith.
Stefanski's not getting fired.
The only reason I don't think Stefanski's going to get fired is I think even the Cleveland organization is like, we got to quit firing coaches every 2 to 3 years. We got to give them a chance.
Well, and he's going to play 3/4 of his season with a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Next game.
I would like to pick Arizona.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I've already wrote
next
that.
Next game. Oh, I'm sorry.
What was the spread in that game?
4.5.
So it's the Chargers minus 4.5?
Yeah.
Correct. Next game.
Okay.
L.A. Rams. We do not know who the quarterback will be. Will it be Matthew Stafford? Will it be John Wolford? Will it be Vince Ferragamo? We do not know. Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs. 14.5-point home favorite. 44 is a total. Dennis.
The Rams have nothing left to play for but pride. But listen, the defense is still out there. And, you know, I don't know, man. I can't give up 14.5 points. Give me Kansas City. Give me the Rams. Sorry. I mean, the Rams have only scored 168 points on offense this season. Just like the second lowest in the NFL. They're down there with Denver.
I do think the Rams are well aware they're not going to the playoffs this year. To me,
you think they know?
To me, I think if coach is any good, he's going to say, look, this is our Super Bowl. We win this game, we'll at least be remembered for winning this game this season. 14 and a half, way too many. I'm going to take the Rams.
And then John Wolford says, I'm in the Super Bowl? What? Yeah. He wakes up from his nap. Sorry. Go ahead, Brad.
The Rams. 2-8 against the spread this year. Worst team in the league. Oh, what a disappointment. Oh, they're terrible. You could make the argument they're the worst team in the league. They're only won 3 games all year. They're god-awful, and they're getting 14.5 or whatever it is here against the Kansas City Chiefs, favored to win the Super Bowl. Give me the Rams. Give me the 14.5. I'm not going against
years.
In the last 20 years, you go against double-digit dogs, you end up like the beer man, and nobody wants that. Let's go with the Rams getting the 14.5. Next game, Saints and Niners. Andy Dalton against Jimmy G. Niners, only a 9.5-point favorite. Ooh. And total is 43.
It's not double digits, is it?
Not double digits, beer man.
It's still too many. This year the majority of the games have been really, really close. I'm stunned by some of the big lines. But San Francisco coming off an obvious win against a subpar team. New Orleans has been pretty much a disappointment this year, but 9.5, too many. Give me the Saints.
San Francisco plus 63 points, I think, in the point differential. New Orleans minus 20. San Francisco is a complete team, about as complete as I've seen this season. They just haven't had the consistency from the earlier part of the season. They're looking for 4 wins in a row now. They're trying to keep pace with Seattle in the division. San Francisco wins this game. Don't make any mistake about that. What else was I going to say? I'm trying to read my notes here. I'm sorry, guys. Let's see. Yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah, I
none of it matters.
I was really mad at myself for not taking San Francisco minus the 10 Monday night because of the line movement, especially when it's already that large.
And the last 20 years.
Yeah, I know, and the last 20 years. But, God. Yeah, I'm taking San Francisco.
I'm taking the Saints, Red Rifle, give me the 9.5. It's anything more than a touchdown. I know the numbers say double digits, but I still can't lay a touchdown. Give me the Saints. The Saints have kind of, for my money, I thought they'd be a lot better this year. I think the Andy Dalton thing has really been awful. Don't be scared to take it over in this game either.
Why the Saints aren't playing Taysom Hill a little bit more?
Or Jameis Winston at this point.
Even Sean Payton in an interview was like, yeah, I'd be playing Taysom a lot more.
Next game. Green Bay Packers, Philadelphia Eagles, Aaron Rodgers. Jalen Hurts. Eagles, paying a little bit of a tax on him, maybe? 7-point favorites, 46.5 total, Dennis.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, we talked about how he doesn't look right. His passes are off, his frustration is high, his play calling, the team's play calling in general is bad, and they just don't look right overall. There's no gelling of that team. After a 3-1 start, they're 1-6 ever since. But Philadelphia also coming off a couple of frustrating games, upset by Washington Monday night, barely able to come back against Indianapolis this past Sunday. Jalen Hurts hasn't been as sharp either. So, I think Aaron Rodgers comes out again. I mean, how many times have you said, well, Aaron Rodgers is going to come out this time and he's really going to be fired up. He's really going to – but I can't – that's too many points. So give me Green Bay.
Green Bay this season, the games that they've won, emotional game against Dallas and their former coach, emotional game against the most recent dynasty in New England, emotional game against the GOAT, Tampa Bay, and emotional game against their rivalry. Now they're looking at this game thinking, Philadelphia thinks they're the best in the NFC. Let's get up for it. Green Bay may not win, but I do think Green Bay covers.
You know what? I'm going to lay the points here with the Eagles. I think this is a stick it to the Packers once and for all. By the way, if I told you that the Eagles were 5-5 against the spread, would that surprise you?
No.
Mm-mm. No. Okay. Well, they're 5-5 against the spread. So
what?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
They're 9-1 straight up, 5-5 against the spread. That's kind of paying a little too much for the Eagles. But I think this is the game where they kind of make up for a couple of non-covers the last few weeks.
Yeah. Financially, I was hoping it was last week.
Yeah, well,
Green Bay wasn't dominated by Derrick Henry, really. I mean, I know he had great fantasy numbers from that last week, but, that defense stepped up and stopped him. You think Miles Sanders is going to do anything? I mean, no, I don't. Okay. Sticking with my Green Bay pick there, Riverside boy.
That's all right. Good spot for an under, too, by the way. Monday night, we've got the Pittsburgh Steelers and Kenny Pickett. Indianapolis Colts, Matt Ryan is back. Colts, 2.5-point favorite, 39 total. Spearman.
Dennis.
Pittsburgh covers.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was just.
What?
I needed a minute to think.
Pittsburgh covers, and they I think they might win this game. Tomlin versus Saturday, T.J. Watt versus Matt Ryan, the statue. Joe Burrow balled all over the secondary against Pittsburgh this past Sunday. But Matt Ryan is not Joe Burrow, and he doesn't have Joe Burrow's receivers either. I like Pittsburgh to cover and maybe even to win this game.
I like the under in this game. I think you've got two defensive-minded teams. Matt Ryan, it's just been a weird year for him. You know, first he's like, okay, you're the starter. Oh, you're garbage. Not only are you not going to be the starter, but you're sitting down the rest of the year. And now he's back in. I think they had a good game against Philly last week, surprisingly. Saturday seems to be the right move. I don't know how long you can stay on this emotion, but Pittsburgh's still young and growing and learning. They may be fine next year, but this year they're still going to struggle. I'm going to take the Colts, but I don't feel great about it.
I'm going to take the Colts too, and I also don't feel great about it. But I think you've got a Monday night showcase. I think this is kind of the spot where Saturday was brought in for by ownership for these kind of showcase games. They didn't want to kind of sleepwalk through all this stuff. I think the Colts are the better team here, and they have the better quarterback, even though it is Matt Ryan over Kenny Pickett. I'll take the Colts here laying the points. So there you have it, folks.
You wait until Matt Ryan gets hit by T.J. Watt or Cameron Hayward. Watch what happens after that.
Sam Ehlinger will come in. That's what will happen.
Right. Game over.
Game over. Okay.
Pittsburgh on Monday Night Football. The last time they played Monday Night Football, they got trounced by Brandon Allen and the Cincinnati Bengals. It ain't going to happen again.
That was like a couple years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They played on Monday Night Football since then, haven't they?
I don't think so.
I don't know. You're just talking out of your tail now, Dylan. All right. We've gone over all the games, folks. Best bets. Anybody want to go first?
Yeah, I'll take it first. I like the Giants +9.5 on Thursday. I like I lost my spot here. I like Minnesota. No, not at Minnesota. Sorry. I have lost my spot. Sorry, gang. I like Tampa Bay against Cleveland to cover the 3.5. And the couple unders that we talked about in the I lost those. Couple unders that we talked about. Just hit rewind.
Thank you, Bearman, for your in-depth analysis of your best bets.
Rich and compelling.
And Popovich.
Pittsburgh, Green Bay, the Los Angeles Rams, and I think I'm going to hang with the Giants.
My best bets. Give me the Bears against the Jets. There you go, Bearman. There's one for you. Give me those double-digit dog Texans against the Dolphins. Give me, give me the Cardinals at home against the Chargers. And where's my other double-digit dog that I'm missing? The Rams against the Kansas City Chiefs.
The unders and the Chicago Jets and the Washington Atlanta. There you go. Sorry about that.
Boys, it's time for us to go.
Time for us to go. Dylan's really got to get out of here. So
I got a turkey leg in my pants, and I'm ready to dance. Wait. That's not what I mean.
Well, I like that.
How old is he? 8?
I got Stouffer's stuffing on the
app. There's a party in your pants and everybody's invited? Is that what you're trying to – are you going to the pants party? 60% of the time, it works every time.
69% actually.
I got to admit, that smells like pure gasoline.
That doesn't even make sense.
Smells like – well, I can't.
The man in the telephone booth punted your dog?
We can fit your fan club in a telephone booth, Dylan. Hey, everybody. Listen,
you guys don't get emails like I get, do you? Huh?
Apparently you don't get
emails?
Oh. Yeah. I get upwards of one a month.
That's from my cable company saying I paid the bill. Yeah.
Live from Lexington, Kentucky for the Bottom Line Sports Market Podcast, Week 12. Here we go with some fun upsets. I can't wait to Riverside both of you this week. This is going to be a juicy, delicious, gracious Thanksgiving meal for Dead Air Dennis. See you, boys.
And until the next time, as always,
suck it, Stivers.
Suck it, Stivers.
Suck on this, Divers. Vegas has got the Final Four in basketball, and you can't even give us gambling? Oh, you'll hear something about that. May the winners be yours.